This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, a lot happening in Washington, but aren't we saying that every single show these days, and it starts with Rex Tillerson, it becomes official, he is the Secretary of State. Betsy DeVos, a little bit of a different story as to whether or not she's going to be approved, although the cards are stacking up in her favor, despite some Republicans saying she hasn't a clue when it comes to public education and is a horrific choice as Secretary of Education. In the meantime, Neil Gorsuch and his old pal Antonin Scalia photograph together. That photograph's all over the place now. He could become the next Supreme Court justice. In fact, that's looking pretty good despite a couple of complaints there. And in the meantime, Donald Trump takes a swing in a couple of different directions. The Republican senators who don't agree with DeVos include Senator Collins and Murkowski, and then Sean Spicer is the spokesperson for the White House and holds the daily briefings. He said, we keep hearing about complaints about this nominee or that nominee, and in the end, they all get approved. So, and late word that the Trumpster, the president, threatened the Mexican president with U.S. troops. So the wheel keeps on turning, and it's turning pretty rapidly, let's put it that way. And let me throw out the numbers, the digits 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE if you want to weigh in. Don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, woohoo, nail the score. That's right, Super Bowl Sunday is almost upon us. Patriots or the Falcons? What's the score going to be? And who's going to win that game? Will you be consuming, partaking, eating chips and pizza and wings and a lot of things that are really bad for you when you eat them all at one time? So tempting when you go to these parties, isn't it? Very tempting. Let's go to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I hear you.
That's what Trump is going to be saying next week. Can you hear me now? If you think things have been going fast, and there's no doubt, I think everybody in the media is saying they have never seen, change this quick ever. I mean, you know, no one can remember anything like this. Remember, this was done, Kate, without a Secretary of State and without, who's the other guy that got put in today? Secretary of State and who else?
I can't think of who it is. Munchen. Maybe that's who it was. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know because Betsy DeVos was on the hot seat, and that's that. Yeah. So the big thing really was yesterday. It was Rex Tillerson.
Right. Well, anyway, all that was done without a Secretary of State. Oh no, you know, I'm talking about Sessions.
Right? I'm sorry. Yeah.
So all of this, you know, mega ultra speed of light, speed of Trump change was happening without an attorney general and without a Secretary of State. Can you imagine? I don't think anybody can in the human race yet. What's going to happen next week is, you know, it's going to be like, you know, put extra seat belts on. You know, maybe a couple of pants, you know, a helmet for sure, because, and some glasses for Iowa, because I don't know what's going to happen next week. But, you know, all these little punks out there, that are you know, complaining about the ban on Muslims in the wall. You know, they got something coming next week. Because, you see, they out there and there's no repercussions. But now the Justice Department is going to start coming in. And I heard that sanctuary cities are going to start losing educational funds. So all these kids that are going on campus and getting those nice little grants and loans and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Negative. Boom. Gone. All right? And you watch.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
We're not trying to stop good. We're trying to stop bad from coming into the country. I mean, let's talk about BS, belief systems, all right? I mean, if I went to open a church, the Church of Tomas over there in Dallas, Texas, and I said, in my church, our belief system is women must be barefoot and pregnant. They can't drive. They can't even eat bacon. And in the summertime, I'm going to make them wear, you know, snow clothes. I'm going to make them wear a hat and a coat, you know. Now, they would, you know, be an uproar. You know, this guy's crazy. But if I said, instead of a church, I call it a mosque, everybody would be silent, okay? Everybody would be silent. Because you know what? That's what a mosque is. Women in the Islamic religion are second-rate citizens. There's no doubt about it. And we are trying, that is incompatible with our belief system here, which is God-given rights of freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, you know, it just doesn't work. Remember, the Mormons tried the same thing almost. They said, hey, you know what? I mean, they had a great recruiting tool, okay? You become a Mormon, you know, you can have as many wives as you want. And, you know, and of course, that caused repercussions in the Congress of the United States passed laws. They disincorporated the Mormon church, okay? They even sent the army out there, and that's when they saw the light, and they said, oh, this one got a little tweet from God there. He says, well, let's have one wife. And then everything was good. And Mormons are okay now, you know? They are outstanding. Work ethic is awesome. You know, no crime. I mean, they're an awesome group of people that, you know, form one of the cornerstones of this great country. You know,
right.
And working
right
for them, and work for the Muslims, and I tell you, I know a lot of Muslims that they don't go out there and say it out loud, but you know, they are all for peace and working hard and having a family. You know, they don't, and a lot of them dress just like we do. They don't, you know, they don't want Sharia law. We have to show pride in our country, and that's what these great men that Trump has put in place now. I mean, you're going to hear it. You can't hear much what Mattis says, because Mattis is supposed to keep his mouth shut. He's a military man. But these two other superstars, okay, it's like Iron Man and Thor. I mean, you know, these guys know what the American dream is, what a great America is. They remember when American men were walking on the surface of the moon, Kate, all right? Something that the rest of the world combined has not caught up with yet. And we're going on like, you know, 60 years ago or 70, you know, half a century ago.
Right.
They still haven't caught
up
with us. And they want us to be like them. No.
No. No, thank you. I agree with you, Tomas. I mean, we don't want to wind the clock backwards. There's no question about that. Thanks, Tomas. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
The tsunami of what's happening in Washington, the reaction to it, and you know it's interesting. I was watching Mary Matlin, and she talked about this is the great start of a new paradigm. This is what we're seeing here, and so for example, with the Supreme Court nominee, with the approval of what this cabinet is and shaping up to be. And even if there is some dust that gets kicked up, there is not anyone to really stop it. And in the midst of all of that, the rumor is that Donald Trump has put money away for a 2020 re-election bid. So the people who had the theory that, well, he was so shocked when he won and he's probably only going to do one term, think again. I have a pretty good inside beat on what's happening with Trump, and my friend says, yeah, I mean, here we are just into the beginning of this, but if things go as they're going, expect Donald Trump to run for re-election. And that seems so far away, but you know how life moves. Before you know it, we'll be in that spot again where we're electing a president, and is it going to be Donald Trump for the second part of his administration? Izzy, hello.
Hello. Going to educate you on twins. I don't have a rant tonight. I ranted enough last night.
I know, you did. You did. What? Educate me. I want to hear it.
Okay. First, you become general of the diaper brigade. Second, you bring a new meaning to the term being double. Three, you're lucky to get a full night's sleep in the first 6 months minimum. Then, when you think you're just getting it licked, you get pregnant again, and you're into about the fifth month when the doctor tells you, I hear two heartbeats. So you have, at the birth of the second two, the first two are 2 months, or 2 years and 4 months old. And you pray to God those toddlers will be able to walk, because the hips also come into play, because you have a baby on each hip and one in each hand. I went through it, and then I had my fifth child, and thank you, God, it was a single birth.
So you had twins?
I had twins twice.
Oh, I can't believe. Did that run in your family?
Yes.
Did that run in your family?
Yes, my mother was a twin. Her mother was a twin, and it didn't skip generations, really. She had a twin, but they died. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, you're the mother, so you could tell your twins apart. Were they twin boys and girls, or what?
The first two were boy-girl, fraternal, and the second two were identical. And you could barely tell them apart.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like, knock, knock, hello, reality. So
You get huge points. You are amazing. All the things that you've done in your life, and then five kids and twins twice. Wow.
Yep. And I raised them by myself, basically, because my husband was killed when I was pregnant with the last child.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have to tell you, everybody always, oh, my God, that must have been so hard. I'm going, actually, I'm sure it was, but I don't remember. I had so much fun raising my children.
Oh.
I just don't remember it being that difficult. Sure it was. But I had a great deal of fun and a great deal of pleasure watching them to grow into productive adults. So, yeah, raising twins, well, you just do what you got to do, which is why when women start complaining today about having one or two children, I'm like, you're talking to the wrong person.
Five kids. I love it, Izzy. I love it.
And I did lose one on the second set of twins. He died at 10 years of age. But I had the other four, and then I got my nephews because my sister needed a break from motherhood. So I actually had six in the house at one time. And
wow.
Mom wore combat boots.
Oh, you're a good lady. That is cool. I love that story.
But, yeah, you just learn how to right through your baby.
Yeah, you cope.
Yeah, you do. You really, really do. And actually, it's not as difficult as people think, really. You think, oh, I'm going to have my two kids and get it all done with long sushi. But it does become more difficult when there's only 2 years and 4 months apart.
Right.
The first two. So, yep, nope, I had a lot of fun. There were some heartaches along the way, but anybody that says they don't have fun raising their kids, well, they just didn't need to.
They're
have
doing something wrong. Yeah.
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 And all my kids, I think, are older than you. My youngest is now, she'll be 47 this summer.
Wow.
And my oldest two will be 52.
Do you have grandchildren?
I have seven grandchildren and
Yay!
Three great-grandchildren.
Oh, you would be a great grandmother. I just know it.
Yep, my oldest grandson graduated with honors with his master's in architectural engineering.
Nice.
So
nice.
I have three college grads. My oldest daughter, she just did not want to go to college. Well, now at 51, she's deciding to go to college.
Wow.
So, yep. And all doing well. And I mean, we had our bumps along the way. Trust me, when you have that many babies, you're going to have all the childhood illnesses.
Right.
And such and such. But overall, I can remember some really great times. And actually having my kids on a leash because they were like stair-step down. We went to Knoxbury Bum, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and they're all dressed alike, every one of them.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
I got a lot of stairs, so, yep. And by the way, congrats to Senator Sessions. Yay.
He's in. Yeah.
Yes, he is, and I love it. And that's all I have to say tonight. I just have to speak about the about
the twins.
Having twins. Yeah, and I laughed at Tomas when he said barefoot and pregnant, because trust me, Tomas, I spent the latter part of 65 through 70 being pregnant and generally barefoot.
Good for you. Izzy, thanks for sharing that story. I love that story. I love that story. The two sets? Who knew? That's cool. Not surprising. I mean, this woman, what hasn't she done? Career-wise, family-wise, and can you imagine, probably just an incredible, besides mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, you know, that all started because I was talking about the two twins in my family, Ricky and Ronnie, and trying to identify which one was which. And it would always be, they were so lumped into the twins. And then you'd have to figure it out because nobody really, it's like nobody knew. So you'd have to figure out, okay, so who are we talking about? Which one are we talking about? But Izzy had that down, obviously. What would be cool with that many kids is that you would, I'm super, super closeness, and you would have, if you were playing games or you had, if any of them were athletic, it's like you have an infield right there. You have built-in teammates, and that part could be, that part could be pretty darn interesting, that's for sure. All right, so you heard Izzy say it, too. Congratulations to Jeff Sessions. That's what we were trying to come up with earlier. It seemed to me like he already was, because we had talked about that for so long, but, yep, he's the Attorney General. There were some complaints about him in the very beginning, but really he not so much during the process. I think the one who's getting the most flack now is DeVos, and with lawmakers, some of them coming out and saying that they just won't vote for her. But we keep telling you the same thing. The numbers are there, so it doesn't matter. And what's interesting, and I alluded to this in another hour. I didn't allude to it. I mean, we actually talked about it. But there's a Democratic lawmaker who introduced a bill to actually boot Bannon off of the National Security Council. It's because there's some disagreement there. So members of both parties disagreed, not just the Democrats. It's unclear whether this bill will pass. Republicans, of course, control both houses of Congress. So I'm going to say probably not. I don't think so. Mailbag coming up.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, we do have that nail the score thing. Yes, indeed. Super Bowl. I know you're watching the Super Bowl, even if you say, I don't like football, I don't like sports. But it's always, it's the one day that people will tell you, anyone will tell you. My mother didn't like football. She could tell you what the Super Bowl is. She was a smart enough lady. She would be able to say, oh, whatever team. And she would play my silly little game. So you can play the silly little game. And if you do win, you win fabulous prizes. Really bragging rights more than anything. You know where I'd like to be right now? We're going to go to the mailbag in a second. But Kilauea, that volcano in Hawaii, Big Island. Watching that lava pour from Kilauea. And it goes off the side and into the water. And I was watching some of the boats that were in the water right by Kilauea, and I thought, you know, have they seen what happens if you get too close? I guess that they weren't afraid. I've seen and heard stories where people, like, burn the bottom of their tennis shoes and then their feet because they thought, well, I'm not that close, and they wanted to see the volcano erupting. Hello, people. It's hot lava. Right? Hot lava. All right, you guys are all hot because each and every day when I come in, I am stunned. Maybe I'm not stunned anymore. I'm just happy that so many of you respond to the show so much. You listen, you download it, all that kind of stuff if you're not up and around for it. And then you make some pretty pithy comments in some cases or pretty interesting stuff and some pro and some con. We're talking about politics, but Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. I think our guy has the night off. So we'll go to the mailbag anyway. How about this? This one is from Matt, who says, Kate, if they had to use the nuclear option to confirm the Supreme Court nominee, Gorsuch, they're going to do it, aren't they? Well, yeah, that's one of the things that Donald Trump said, to fill that vacant seat if, I mean, Trump already sent a direct message to the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, if use the nuclear option if you have to. If it's a gridlock, go, you know, he said, I would say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear, because it'd be a shame. This is what he said. He said, it'd be a shame if a man of this quality was caught in the web. And nuclear is just a colloquial word that has popped up recently. That's what it's been called, nuclear option. And then you get the vote. So there's no worry there. How about this? This one is from Joseph. I heard you talking about crime and Chicago and the suicide numbers of the Chicago Police Department, and it made me so sad. I can't imagine being a cop in Chicago. I just can't imagine it. Well, you know, the I was looking at something the other day that the head of the Chicago Police Department, who actually had a news conference, said that his officers are now using technology and different kinds of equipment to fight crime, because they've had to think of, well, what can we do? Because the death toll is so crazy high. And of course, President Trump was warning the other day, and nobody wants to see troops come in. So the police superintendent, his name is Eddie Johnson, demonstrated the use of software to learn where someone has fired a gun, that kind of thing, and how they can neutralize those areas, because especially the target-rich areas, I'm going to say, where they're dotted all over the map, sadly, where all the homicides were, 762. And that was a higher number than New York and Los Angeles combined. What does that tell you? And there's a neighborhood. There's one neighborhood on the south side and one on the west side that seems to be the worst. So they're trying to figure out how can they change the culture of fighting this crime. And, it's pretty interesting what they're doing. And again, to what you're saying, I can't imagine what that would be like. I mean, you just know you're walking. It's a time bomb. You know you're walking into that. And look, life is our precious commodity, right? You can have everything in the world at your fingertips, but poof, that life is snuffed out. That's it. That's it on this planet. And to have a career where you're constantly in harm's way times 10, I don't know, with a family, with a life that you like, that you know that you're just a moving target. I've said this before, and I have police officers in my family. It used to be that there's just no way you would do that. I mean, kill a cop? Oh, that's out of bounds. You're asking for it. No way. No way do you do that. How about this one? This one from Jer, who says, Kate, I thought it was sad but poignant that you had Ivanka Trump involved in the president involved in the condolences for the decorated Navy SEAL, who's the first military casualty under the new leadership of Donald Trump. Yes, the guy's name was, I saw this today, earlier in the day, his name was Ryan Owens, so 36 years old from Peoria. Injuries that killed him during a raid in an Al-Qaeda base in Yemen. So the defense secretary said Ryan gave a full measure for our nation of performing his duty to the noblest of military service. He was a decorated SEAL, and he is, again, that first casualty under the Trump watch. And, I saw pictures of him sad, you know, just sad to see those pictures, obviously. And of course, the this is just the beginning of his administration, and we don't think about that, but Yemen, you know, the whole, as Jeff Atticott, our pal, the terrorist expert, said, Yemen couldn't be a worse hornet's nest on the face of the earth. And, you know, of course, that's on the banned list. And some pretty horrific things have happened to Americans there, without a doubt. Here's one from Terry. Kate, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Well, we're doing Nail the Score next, so I think you might have to wait for who I think's going to win the Super Bowl. A lot of people are lining up for the Patriots, thinking that the Patriots will win. I don't know. I'm not so sure if the Patriots will. I'm not so sure if the Patriots will win or not. You'll have to wait and see what I say during Nail the Score. Boy, if they do, Tom Brady would have his fifth Super Bowl ring at 39 years old. I just hope it's a good game. For Atlanta to be there is pretty big. 100-1 odds that Atlanta would even make it in to the Super Bowl. Make it in. So they, you know, they get there. People aren't talking about them except for in Atlanta and talking about the quarterback, and then all of a sudden they're there. Okay, here's one. We talked about this story, but I got a couple of emails, in particular this one from Mary. Oh, bobcats look so cute. And I heard that story about the escaped bobcat, and it's probably the best ending you can imagine. Doesn't get hurt, just returns back to its digs. Escaping from the zoo and realizing, okay, time to go back home. And supposedly, you know, what they assumed is the bobcat went to Rock Creek Park, perhaps, because that runs right through there in Washington. It's funny, a couple years ago I went to that zoo, and it's in the middle of, it's kind of in the middle of D.C. But they said the bobcat was in good health. They're going to examine it. It had a minor cut on the left paw, but there was no treatment, so... You know, bobcats look like a house cat, just bigger, short, stubby tails. And this bobcat is about 7, they say, and weighs about 25 pounds. And usually, they're not bugging humans. You'd have to, I guess, go after the bobcat. I don't know. And maybe there's exceptions. But I've heard that from other people, because in my neighborhood, there's been a lot of bobcat sightings, bobcats and coyotes and armadillos, not so much armadillos. People talk about the bobcats all the time. And every time somebody can possibly get any kind of video of the bobcat, then it leads the news, bobcat problem. And I just laugh because people want to find, they want to see the bobcats. They don't want to approach the bobcats naturally, but they want to get as close as they can to get video of the bobcats, and somehow they do that. Okay, here's one from Phil. Phil says, Kate, I'm going to say thumbs up to Trump. I do like the speed with which he's operating and getting done what has to be done. Listen, this guy, you can tell, operates at a different level in his business and now as the president. Let's see where he's at by the end of the year. And that wraps up our mailbag. We can count on you to give us a call next for another version of Nail the Score.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. No computer necessary, so Nathan, thank goodness, who works tirelessly at the beloved network, the mothership, he got a night off from having to remove the computer from the box, so he's not quite as exhausted. But the game of the week and the year is now down to this in the Super Bowl. The Patriots and the Falcons, Matty Ice Ryan versus Tom Brady. For Matt Ryan, it would be his first Super Bowl win. For Tom Brady, his fifth, as I mentioned before, a fistful of rings. The New England Patriots are only favored by 3. That's the respect the Falcons are getting. It does shape up to be perhaps an interesting Super Bowl and not a blowout. Never know what's going to happen because you get a couple of bad bounces or somebody doesn't protect the football. You know what I'm saying. And it can change in all kinds of directions. I was looking at the statistical guy I like. His name is Nate Silver. You can see him. He always weighs in on politics and in sports. And what he put, statistically speaking, 61% Falcons, or no, 61% Patriots, whoops, 39% Falcons. What are the NFL predictions, the probabilities? So running the numbers, that is the probabilities for the Super Bowl, that there's a 61% chance that the Patriots will win. That the Patriots will win. So how about that? But you can take all the numbers and crunch them however you want to crunch them. In the end, they still have to play the game, and a lot of different things can happen in the game. As I said, for me, I'm not vested in either team. I just want to see a good Super Bowl. I have a lot of friends that are really interested in the Patriots, but we'll see. So your chance to level that guess, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, americatonight.net. Let's go to Pete. Sneaky Pete, what do you think?
What's the over and under?
59.
Tom Brady's on a mission. That 4 games he got to sit out, that pissed him off. He's going to jerk that trophy out of Goodell's hands at 38-21.
38-21, I like it. I like your description of it because I agree with you that no matter what he's asked about Goodell, it's infuriating for him. We have some comments from Roger Goodell, by the way. We'll let you hear those coming up. But that's what I think. I agree. He's on a mission. Yeah, that just made him that much better. Everett in Washington, do you agree with Pete? What do you think, Patriots or Falcons?
I got to go with the Patriots. Falcons secondary is kind of questionable. Patriots 34, Falcons 27.
Ooh, 34-27. I agree with you on the secondary. That could be a big problem, obviously. 855-266-5283, Sharon in the great state of Maine.
Hi, Kate.
Yeah, what do you think? I know you're thinking Patriots.
No, actually, I'm going with...
You're Falcons?
Falcons.
Nice,
I lived in Florida for a number of years, so I'm... Atlanta's in the Buccaneers division, so I'm going to go with Falcons 38-27.
I like it. 38-27 Falcons. Sharon breaks the logjam for the Patriots. So, Nathan, I think Roger Goodell stopped by the station a little bit earlier, and he had a few things to say about travel bans and everything else. Here's what he said, right?
We're aware of the conversations that are going on and the division as commissioner of the NFL. I'm singularly focused on the Super Bowl right now. On instant replay, would we bring the Surface tablet to the sideline to try to speed that process up so they can make a decision more quickly? Would we look at a clock that could occur from the moment an extra point is kicked to the kickoff so that we don't have unnecessary delays getting the teams assembled and back onto the field? So there could be a play clock that would essentially dictate when the teams have to be prepared for the kickoff.
I like that because he was asked the question about, are the games too long? He didn't want to talk about the travel ban. He said he was focused on the Super Bowl. But the play clock, timing, timeouts, all of that, because games are so long and people are complaining, figuring out a way to speed up the game. So once again, Patriots and the Falcons, a lot of emails are coming in. I'll make sure, don't worry, that I will get those locked and loaded. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Who do you think wins, the Patriots or the Falcons, and what is the final score? Nathan, what do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be the Patriots, but for this, I'll go with Sharon and we'll do the Falcons, 28-24 Patriots. Wouldn't that just be funny?
28-24. It would be shocking.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how shocking it would be. I shouldn't say that. It would be surprising because so many people are thinking Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. But the Falcons are no schlumpy team. I mean, they got there for a reason. So, because they're good. And, you know, when enough people line up against you, there is also something about that whole, I don't know, there's something about that whole underdog thing. Having said that, however, I am going with the Patriots, and I think the Patriots are going to win it by a score of 38-34. 38-34 Patriots. It's just inevitable. They're going to get that fifth ring. Fifth ring. Tom Brady's going to get that fifth ring. But we'll see. Again, a turnover, a problem, something a little askew, and it changes the face of what happens there. Okay, we have some people also emailing the show, including Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Patriots, Kate, all the way. I almost think it's a blowout. I say it's going to be 38-17. This one is from Hal. Kate, I don't know if you remember me, but I've actually called on Nail the Score a few times over the years. I think Atlanta wins it, and I think the final score is going to be 38-16. Wow. So a couple of people who are trying to nail the score are saying it could potentially be a blowout. I was reading a story today that for Tom Brady, this is the biggest game of his life. It's not merely about the fifth Super Bowl or becoming the GOAT. It's sticking it to Roger Goodell, as was mentioned by Pete in Texas, and that the win would really, really do that when they go up against the Falcons. I think it's really two levels. Maybe defending against Deflategate, and that's just cements the legacy even more. So far, Tom Brady, when he's asked about Goodell, he just deflects it. He doesn't address it. He doesn't talk about it. He dodges it when he's asked about the four-game suspension and all that stuff. And that it might, and how crazy it would be to force the commissioner onto a stage with confetti falling to congratulate the quarterback that he punished. And one thing about Tom Brady, it is true, he didn't want to have his legacy dented. He didn't want to have anybody accuse him of cheating. He didn't want that. But, I mean, listen, it is ultimately for the teammates about the Super Bowl, revenge, whatever. So it's not that. Phil in Missouri sneaks in here. Phil, quickly, what do you think, Patriots or Falcons?
I think Falcons beat Shady Brady and Belichick 31-40.
31-20. Good job, Phil, sneaking in the last one. Good luck with Nail the Score.
Going down. Football game. Went down to the football game. When I saw the dream came, I saw you.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.